The ag labor issue brings farmers to Washington. Welcome and hello again, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.
Yeah, to put it quite simply, if I didn't have migrant workers, I wouldn't be in business. I understand it's an extremely complicated issue up here, but from my perspective, it's extremely simple.
Farm Bureau leaders from across the country are in the nation's capital this week for a special fly-in to urge Congress to move forward on immigration reform. One of those is nursery producer Steve Bennett of Williamson County, who depends on migrant labor to keep his doors open.
We're up here to talk to members of the House about a bill that could possibly come through in that aspect, in that direction. I'm just up here to tell them my real-life story. You know, status quo is not good, and status quo is not going to keep me in business.
Steve Bennett and other farmers across the country have been urging Congress for some time now for reform on the immigration laws. And while the Senate bill that passed this summer is not perfect, he feels if the House can get something approved and onto a conference committee, it would definitely help.
It's been too long. I've been coming up here for 10 or 12 years on this issue. And it's about where it was that many years ago, if not worse.
Robertson County farmer Buddy Bryant is also in Washington, and he too utilizes migrant labor in his operation simply because there's no one else. And he's using the government's H-2A program, which has worked for the most part but still needs reform. And he feels just like with the farm bill, there's no room for partisan politics on these issues.
And I can't believe that there's not parts of the Senate bill that the House could embrace. You know, we got to come together here and get this stuff worked out and let America roll like it needs to, rather than just sitting back and waiting for one to do another thing and somebody else do something else.
There are about 50 farmers from 15 states urging Congress on immigration reform this week. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.